ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refor Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Chulin Daf Mem. The Mishnah, which begins at the bottom of Lama Tesla Beis, discusses two nidonim. The first half of the Mishnah tells us the din, that if one shechted l'shem harim, l'shem gvois, l'shem yamim, l'shem nahoris, or l'shem midboris, the din is that the shechita is fossil. The second half of the Mishnah tells us that if there are two people shechting together, they're both holding on to the sakin. One of them is shechting l'shem echin mikol elu. He's mechavet to be ovid avodah zarah with his shechita. He's shechting l'shem harim, l'shem gvois, one of the previous mentioned cases. And the second person, v'echel l'shem dover kosher, the second person is shechting without a machshava of avodah zarah. So the Mishnah tells us shechita sei psula. Now we'll discuss first the second half of the Mishnah. Rashi tells us the case of shnayim oichsin besakin. Rashi says ze berushiv ze bekitei. They're both holding onto the same knife, just two parts of the knife. The Rashba in the Sefer Teres Abayis, and this is quoted in the Beis Yosef, in Yerdei, the end of Siman Beis, he explains the Mishnah chose a case for both holding onto the same knife. That's a greater chiddush, but koshkin in the case for both holding onto different knives. If one of them is shechting with one knife, the other with the other knife, and one of them has a machshav l'shem avodah zarah, and one does not, there that case is even more poshut that the shechita is fossil. Since part of the shechita is actually done by someone who's mechashev l'shem avodah zarah, as opposed to the case where they're both holding onto the same knife, where the koyach of a shechita k'shera is me'urav with the koyach of a shechita psula, even in that case, the Mishnah tells us, is also possible. Meaning, even the one who's shechting l'shem avodah zarah, there's the force of the shechita k'shera in that same maisa, still the Mishnah says the din is that it's possible. As Beis Yosef over there also quotes b'shem the Rashba, the same Teres Abayis, who learns from our Mishnah an additional din in the case where two people are holding on to the sakin, one of them is someone who's kosher for shechita, and one of them is someone who's posel for shechita, and they both shech with the same sakin. The Rashba says the din is that the shechita is posel. The Rashba learns this from the din of our Mishnah. The same way in our Mishnah, where one of them is shechting with a proper machshava, and one of them is shechting the shem of Adizar. The din is the Mishnah tells us that it's posel. So too, if one of them is a kosher and one of them is a posel, a goy or a mumur, there also the din is that the shechita is posel. This din is paskan la'locha, in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerdei Siman Beis, Sif Yud Aleph. However, the Shach over there, in Sif Katan Lamed, brings that not everyone is maskim to this din of the Rashba and Teres Abayis. He quotes the Goyis Ashri and the Arzarua. They argue and they hold that in this case, where the kosher and the posel are both holding on to the sakin, in that case the din will be that the shechita is kosher. And they argue, they hold there is no raya from the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, where one of them is shechting with Machshava L'Shem Avodah Zarah, since he's Isaac in the Maisa Shechita and he has Machshava L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it's enough to make it into the Kravis Avodah Zarah. That's why the Shechita would be possible. Mashenkin, in the case where a kosher and a posel are shechting together, they're both holding on to the sakin. So the fact that the posel is also holding on, it doesn't create a psul on the animal. It's just that his Shechita is not enough to be mach for the animal. And therefore, since there also is a kosher who's holding on to the sakin, and he has the ability, he's doing the Shechita on his own, he doesn't need the posel to help him. So the Shechita of the kosher will be mach for it. And the fact that a posel is also holding on, that's not going to be megareya. The Shach is medayg like this in the Rambam as well. The Rambam also would hold, in this case, the Shechita is kosher. And the Biagra as well, in Sifkot and Chavav, he also passes this way, that a kosher and a posel who shech together, both holding the same knife, the Shechita is kosher. Now both in the Biagra and in the Yamshah Shleim, where they bring a raya to this, for the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing the Shechitas of the Amiroim who hold, Afilu l'man d'omar adam oyser davar she'ine shaloi, Hani mili kusi, avli Yisrael l'tzuri kol mechavin. Even if one person could ask for someone else's chayfetz by being oivet avodah zarah, for example, still that's only if he's a guy. If he's a Yisrael, we assume he's only coming to be mitzayer his friend. He's not really serious when he says he's being oivet avodah zarah with the other person's chayfetz. The mother continues, and the mother asks Akasha from our Mishnah, Shnayim oichsin besakin, v'sheichnen echel l'shem echel mikol elu, v'echel l'shem davar kosher, shechitasei psula. Why don't we say over here the same thing, that the Yisrael who's shechting l'shem avodah zarah is only l'tzuri kol mechavin, he doesn't really mean to be oivet avodah zarah. And this my answer is, hacha b'mayaskin and b'Yisrael mumar. The case is talking about the one who's shechting l'shem avodah zarah is a mumar, and once he's a mumar, we know already that he's oivet avodah zarah, then already we no longer assume l'tzuri kol mechavin. And the chayim bring a raya from this gemara, we see that even though the case is talking about that one is a Yisrael mumar, we don't see that the shechita is posel in our Mishnah just because two people are shechting together and one of them is posel. It's only if the Yisrael Mumar was Sheikh L'Shem Avodah Zarah only because, as the Mishnah says, he's sheicher l'shem echad mikol elu, that's why the shechita is possible. From here it's muchach that if a kosher and a posel shech together, the shechita is kosher, only if there was a machshava l'shem avodah zarah that would passel. As the Shach explained from the Yamshir Shemer, there's a svar to be mechaik between the two cases, and one is kosher and one is posel. The posel is not megareya from the shechita, Hashem, if there's a machshava l'shem avodah zarah, that makes it into a krivis, and that's why it would be posel. However, the Achrayim bring the Toysis and Daf Yudalit, it seems to be Muchach not like this. The Toysis and Daf Yudalit Omer Aleph and Dibur Maschel HaShoichet. Toysis over there is discussing whether a person gets the din of a Mumar through being Mechal Shabbos one time or through being Eved Avodah Zarah one time. The Mishnah over there in Daf Yudalit is talking about a case where a person shechted on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, Afbi Shemeschayev Benavshoy, still Shechita Seik Sheira. And Toysis over there discusses the Shechita should be possible for a different reason, because he's a Mumar to be Mechal Shabbos, which the din is the Shechita is possible. And Tosfos answers this kashi, he says, Mishum Pam Achas Lichosh of Mumar. He does not get a din of a Mumar with one time being Mechal Shabbos. And Tosfos brings a few rays to this. One of the rays is from the Gemara that we just mentioned on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos is bothered by the kasha that if one of the two people who are Shechting is a Yisrael Mumar, then the even without being Mechashav L'Shem Avodah Zarah, the Shechita should be possible. From here, Tosfos proves that one who is Oved Avodah Zarah only one or two times does not yet get a din of a Mumar, legabe the din that his Shechita should be possible. Therefore, Tosfos explains, Zigman Daf Mem Aleph, although it says it's talking about Yisrael who's a Mumar, it doesn't mean a Mumar who already did it a number of times to the point that now when he shechts, his Shechita will be possible. It just means that he did it once or twice, he's enough of a Mumar to no longer say Letzuri Kamechavin. When he says that he's being Shechel Hashem Avodah Zarah, we understand that he's serious about this. The only reason why the Shechita will be possible is because of the Machshava L'Shem Avodah Zarah. He's not yet enough of a Mumar to say that the Shechita is automatically possible. So although the Achrayim say the Pashas of the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph would be Mashma, not like the Rashba, the Gemara would be Mashma that if one is a Kosher and one is a Possel, the Shechita would be Kosher. The only reason in the Mishnah it's Possel is because one of them had a Machshava L'Shem Avodah Zarah. However, Tosfos is Mavur the opposite. Tosfos was actually bothered by this Kasha, and Tosfos proof from that Gemara one does not get a din of a mumar that his shechita should be posel with one shechita alone. Tosfos is mevur that if one of them would be posel and one of them would be kosher, then there won't be that the shechita is posel. So Tosfos is mevur that he holds the derech the shechita of the Rashba. The Meisim, the Bir HaGro, he leaves off with the kasha. He says, L'chair, there would be a kasha from that Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph on the Rashba. The Rashba holds that if a kosher and a posel shech together, the din is that the shechita is posel. And as we said, the pashas of the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph is mevur not like that. The way to get around that Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph would be to learn like Tosfos. However, the Gemara proves that the Rashba himself argues on Tosfos. The raya that the Rashba argues on Tosfos is because in that same Tosfos on Daf Yudalit he brought another raya to his Yisayin that one does not become a Mumar with one Maisa Avodah Zarah alone. So the Gemara earlier on in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the case where there's a machaikus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Hashaychas Abahim Beluzrik Domel Avodah Kechavim, Ulhakter Chelbel Avodah Kechavim, the case where he's Mechashiv from one Avodah to another Avodah, Rabbi Yochanan holds over there the din is that it's possible. Reish Lakish holds the din is that it's kosher, and Tosfos over there in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph and other Rishonim as well. We did not get into this nidan in the previous year, but we'll mention it now. Bekitzer, the Rishonim say that even according to Reish Lakish, that one cannot be mechashiv from one avodah to another avodah to pass over the shechita. Still, Reish Lakish himself is maskim that in this case, although the behemah is mutter, the one who did this shechita is still considered to have done an act of avodah zarah and he is chayiv misa. The one who is shechit in order to be zarek the dam l'avodah skechovim is chayiv misa. Tosfos compares this to the din of hamishtacha v'lahar, ahar mutter v'oivdei b'sayif. This is Nagei Ersugi over here in Daf Mem. We'll talk about it more later in this year. But Hakapanim Tosfos says the same thing in the case of Mishtacha v'lahar. The har does not become Asur, yet it is still considered an act of Avodah Zarah. And the Ovid is Chayiv Sayif, so too Reish Lakish would be Maskim in the case where he is Mechashav from one Avodah onto a different Avodah, even though the Shechita does not become Possel, it is still considered an act of Avodah Zarah and is Chayiv Misa. But Hakapanim Tosfos and Daf Yudalit is bothered. If so, why don't we say that the Shechita is Possel because he's a Mumar? If even Reish Lakish is masking that this is considered an act of Avodah Zarah, then the Chayiv Shechita should be considered a Shechita of a Mumar, and Shechita should be Possel. Here again, Tosfos proves that you don't become a Mumar with one Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and if this Shechita itself, which is making him into a Mumar, is not going to be a Shechita P'sula. And the Goyim brings that the Rashba was also bothered by this Kasha of Tosfos. However, the Rashba did not answer like Tosfos. He didn't say that you don't get a din of a Mumar with one Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah. He answered the Kasha differently. The Rashi was in Teres Habayis, and he explains the case where Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue where he did the Shechita on Menas to do the Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah or the Haktar L'Shem Avodah Zarah. The case is talking about he had a Machshava that a Goy should do the Zrika or Haktar L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Yisrael did the Shechita, and Manasseh the Goy should do it, therefore he does not become a Mumar with his Shechita. This is how the Rashba answers the problem that L'chair according to Reish Lakish, anyways it should be possible, because it's a Shechita of a Mumar. The Teretz says that he wasn't Mechavn that he himself will do the Zrik or Haktar L'Shem Avodah Zarah, he's Mechavn that someone else should. This halach is brought in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Daud Siv Gimel, where the Mechaber Paskins the Dinam of a Mumar, and he Paskins over there that if a Yisrael Shechted Amanas, that a Goy should do Zrik or Haktar L'Shem Avodah Zarah, the Shechita is kosher, and the Yisrael who Shechted is not considered a Mumar, since he did not have a machshav that he himself will be over the Avodah Zarah. And as he came over there explained, this din of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rashba. The Rashba was bothered by the Kasha. If the Yisrael was Shechid, Amanas that he himself should do Azriko or Aktar for Avodah Zarah, then he would have a din of a Mumar, and that itself would be reason why the Shechita is possible. The answer to this is that his machshav was that a Goy should do the Azriko or Aktara. Rak upon him, you see that the Rashba did not hold like Tosfos, the going points out. The Bir HaGro over there in Siman Daled makes mention of this. That dinner in the Shulchan Aruch is going like the Rashba. The Rashba argues on Tosfos. He did not want to say that just with one Shechit alone, the Shem of Avodah Zarah, he already gets a din of a Mumar. And if so, the Bir HaGro asks, this is back in Siman Beis, that the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph would be difficult on the Rashba. Because according to the Rashba, the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph, which is before that the case of Er Mishnah Daf Mem, where two people are Shechting, one of them is a Yisrael, one of them is a Mumar, as the Gemara over there says, and the Rashba cannot explain like Tosfos, since he only did it once or twice, he does not get a din of a Mumar like Gabi Pasling his Shechita. It's only as far as the din that we no longer assume it's Uriko Mechavin. Since the Rashba cannot answer all derech Tosfos, because the Rashba holds that even with one time one does become a Mumar, if so, it will be difficult. If the case of Amishna is talking about he's a Mumar, and he does have a din that his Shechita is possible, so why does the Mishnah have to say that the reason why the Shechita is possible is because one of them had a Machshava, the Shem of Avodah Zarah? The Chared Gemara will be Muchach, like the Achrenim wanted to prove from that Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph, that when two people shecht, one is a kosher, one is a posel, then it will be that the shechita is kosher. The posel will not invalidate the shechita. And therefore, it's only because he had a machshava of the shame of a desire which invalidates the shechita. The problem is that the Rashba himself in Teres Abayi says, not like this, the Rashba proves from our mission that the din is that if one is a kosher and one is a posel, the din is that the shechita is posel. This is the kasha which the Bir HaGro asks on the Rashba, based on that which he cannot answer the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph al Derech Tosfos. This kasha will leave B'tarachiyan. Now go back to the din of the Reisha of the Mishnah. Hashaykh l'shem harim l'shem gvois, all these cases, the Mishnah says, shchitosei psula, and the Gemara is bothered, psula in zivchei meisim loy. Mashmais of the Mishnah is that the shchita is fossil, but not that it's osur bahana. And this Gemara asks from a braisa, which is mevur, hashaykh l'shem harim l'shem gvois, in all these cases, the din is, hare ilu zivchei meisim means it has a din that it's osur bahana. Rashi here brings the Gemara in avoy dezor taf choftes, over there is mavur that since the pasuk uses the lashon of zivchei meisim when it talks about the krevus avodah zarah, then that has the same din as a meis, and a meis is osur bahano. So the Gemara is asking a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa, and this Gemara answers like kasha hod omer lahar, hod omer legad dehar. As Rashi explains, if you shecht l'shem the har itself, har ina nasa avodah zarah, har does not get a din of avodah zarah. As Rashi brings the limud elahim alaharim v'leyaharim elahim. Therefore, since the har itself does not get a din of Avodah Zarah, a shechita l'shem the har does not give a din of tekrevus Avodah Zarah, therefore it does not have a din of zivchei meisim. If you shecht l'gad the har, Rashi says, malach ha'mamuna l'horim, that is considered a shechita l'shem Avodah Zarah and has a din of tekrevus, it will be osur ba'ana. Now Rashi explains, in the case of the shechita l'har, it's not zivchei meisim, but it is a shechita psula. Rashi explains, what is the pshat? Mishum d'dami l'shechita s'avodah s'kechovim michlif abo. This could be confused with the Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah. If a Shechita L'Shem Nahar will be Mutar Ba'Achila, then people would think that a Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah also will be Mutar Ba'Achila. Therefore, Midrabanan, it's Asr Ba'Achila. However, the Rabban did not give an Isr Hano. Rashi compares this to the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph from Medbeiz. The Mishnah says, HaShechit L'Shem Oilo, L'Shem Zvachim, L'Shem Washam Talid, L'Shem Pesach, and all these cases, Shechita Asay Psula. Then over there is that if one Shechs Chulin Bachutz, and he says he's Shechting L'Shem Akarbin, if it's a type of carbon which is nidar v'nidav, a person could think that right now he was makdish this animal as that type of carbon, and he's shechting kotshim b'chutz, therefore the din is a midrabanan as the shechita is possible. The same way we make a gzer over there, that it looks like a shechita of kotshim b'chutz, so too over here Rashi explains, we passel the shechita, since it looks like a shechita l'shem avodah zarah. Now it seems from Rashi that the gather of this din d'rabanan is not that they made it into a tekrevus avodah zarah midrabanan. If that was the gather of the din, then Bessam will be Osir Bahano as well. The only Osir Bahachila, not Bahano, Kipshute, what it means to say is, the Rabbanan gave it a din of a Shechita Psula. They said this Shechita is like a Shechita Psula, that's not Matar Bahachila. Not that they gave it together of a Tekrevus Avodah Zarah, Because if that was the case, then it would be Osir Bahano as well. In the Sefer Shechita Schulin, it's brought down on Afkamina whether the reason why it would be Osir in our Mishnah is because Midarbanan has a din of Sakrevis of Aydazoro, or the Pshas because the Rabbanan passed the Shechita. Afkamina will be in a case where it's a Sofik. A case where it's a Sofik, whether the Shechita is considered to have been done L'Shem Mahar, if the din of the Mishnah that it's Osir Midarbanan is because Midarbanan is considered Sakrevis of Aydazoro, and if it's only a Sofik whether it was Shechita L'Shem Mahar, then I'll go Basar Cheskas Heter. Up until this point, it did not have a din of a takrevis of Avodah Zarah. Now that there's a suffix, whether it became a takrevis mid Rabbanon, or go Basar Cheskas Heter, and we matter it. If, however, the din the Rabbanon of the Mishnah is, they said that this Shechita is a Shechita of Psula, so then just as every suffix Shechita of Psula, the din is that there's a Chazak of Isser, until now it did not have a Shechita to be Machshire, now that there's a suffix, whether the Shechita is good or not, we'll go Basar Cheskas Isser. This would be enough Kamina, had a look at the din the Rabbanon of the Mishnah. If this is together, then we can understand perhaps why Rashi is comparing it to the case of the Mishnah later on, Daf Mem Aleph, the case of a Sheikh L'Shem Nidav V'Nidav. Where does Rashi need any comparisons? We know there are many places all over Shas where the Rabbanan answered one case because it's similar to a case which is Osir Midaraisa. Why does Rashi feel necessary to show us another example where the Rabbanan made such an Isser? If, however, the Pshat is, together this din the Rabbanan is the Pasul the Shechita, then we can understand what Rashi was bothered by. Since when one Shech L'Shem Avodah Zarah, the reason why the animal is Osir is not because the Shechita was Posel, the reason why it's Osir is because through the Shechita was Chal Nir Adin of the Krevis of Avodah Zarah, which is Osir Bahano, and if Rashi was bothered in our Mishnah where you Shech L'Shem Mahar, and the Rabbanan said that the Shechita is Posel, they did not give a Din of the Krevis of Avodah Zarah, rather they Paseled the Shechita, as we're explaining. Rashi was bothered, where do we find such a concept that when the Rabbanan want to Osir one case which is similar to a different case, that's Osir Midiraisa, and they make a whole new Isser with a different Geder, the higher the Geder of the Isser Darabanan should be the same as the Isser Daraisa, which you may get confused with. For this, Rashi has to bring a Makar. He quotes the Mishnah later on in Daf Mem Aleph, the case of Sheikh L'Shem Nidav V'Nidav. There also the reason why the Darabanan Asr is because it may be confused with Sheikh Kotshim Bachutz. When one Sheikh's Kotshim Bachutz, it's not the Pshat that the Shechita is Pasul. The Esim had a Kosher Shechita, which should be able to be Matar the Basar. Just since this animal was hukdash as a korban, the only way it will ever have a heter achila is if he's makrivik kedin. If he does all of the avodis, shechita, kabbalah, hilocha, and zrika, then the basar will get a heter. Here we did a shechita which is not kosher, mitzad its dini akrova of the korban, since it was done b'chutz, all avodis have to be done in the azara. That's why the basar will never have a heter. So here we have a case where there's a shechita schulin, which the rabbanim were concerned, that looks like shechita skotchim b'chutz. And what the Rabbanan did was, they passed the Shechita, they did not give this behemoth schulin the same gather as the carbon which was Nishchat Bachutz, that's Osir Bahano, here they did not give it Nisr Hano. So Rashi uses that as an example to explain our Mishnah as well. A Shechita L'Shem Ahar, which the Rabbanan were concerned, would look to people like a Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah, therefore they wanted to Asr it, but they did not give it the same gather as Takrivus Avodah Zarah. Rather what they did is that they just passed the Shechita mid Rabbanon. Now based on this, we can now go back to the Rashba and Teres Habayis, which we mentioned before. The Rashba proof in the din of the Seifa of our Mishnah, when two people are holding on to the Sakin, one is Shechting L'Shem Mahar, and the other is Shechting L'Shem Dover Kosher, so the Mishnah says the din is Shechitasei Psula, and the Rashba held, the same would also be true, where two people are holding on to the Sakin, one is a Kosher and one is a Pasul, there also the din will be that the Shechita is Psula. And as we saw, the Shach brings Rishenim who argue on the Rashba, and the Shach explains there's no comparison to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, one of them has a machshav of the Shem of Avodah Zarah, since the Maisi is Isik in the Shechita, his machshav can make a chal din of the Krevis of Avodah Zarah. Hashenkin, in the case where a Kosher and a Apostle are shechting together, the Chayr of the Apostle is irrelevant, since there's a Kosher who is also shechting, his Shechita is enough to be machshir. According to the way we're explaining now, in truth, even in the Mishnah, it's not the Pshat that has a din of the Krevis of Avodah Zarah. The case where one shecht in the Shem Ahar, which is Midarbanon is a Shechita Psula, it's not the Pshat that it's the Krevis of Avodah Zarah Midarbanon, it's just that the Rabbanon passed the Shechita. So here we have a case, the Seifa of our Mishnah, where one of them is Shechting a Shechita Psula, since his Shechita was L'Shem Mahar. At the same time, another person was Shechting a Shechita Kshira, he Shechted L'Shem Dover Kosher. The Rashba understood, since the Mishnah says the din is that it's Pasul, that would be read that any time a Kosher and a Pasul Shecht together, the Shechita is Pasul. Because Be'etzim in our Mishnah as well, it's not the Pshat that it's being Chal Hashem Takrivis Avodah Zarah Midrabbanon. It's just that the Rabbanon considered it the Shechita Psula. So if so, there's a Shechita Kshein and a Shechita Psula going on at the same time, and yet still the Mishnah says that it's possible, So the same would also be if a kosher and a pasul shech together, the shechita would be pasul. Now to get back to the inyan of sheichi l'shem harim, as we mentioned before, Rashi says the har does not become an avodah zarah, as the pasuk says alehim ala harim. From there we learn v'lo yaharim alehim. That which the Mishnah says before that the shechita is pasul, that's a din derabanan. Rashi says, since one can confuse this with the shechita l'shem avodah zarah. However, as we'll see, this is a machlekes rishonim. This Rashi is not so pashut. Taisus over here, Dibur Masel Hoda Omer Lahar, quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Mem Vav, which we mentioned previously in this year. The Gemara over there says, Hanochrim Ho'ivdim Esaharim Heim Mutarim Vayivdeyim B'Saif. The Har itself does not become Osir to be Nene from, however, the one who was Oivid the Har is Chayiv Saif, meaning he was Oivid of Avodah Zarah. And Taisus asks, how could this be, Kivin Lai Mikri Aloiha Amai Oivdi B'Saif? If the Har is not considered to have become an Avodah Zarah, why should it be the one who was Oivid is Chayiv Saif? And that's why his answer is two mahalchim. Either he says, Dafka linyan ibud kamar kra, le'mikri aloiha, the pasuk which says, Elihim alaharim, and from there we learn v'leyaharim alaheim, it's talking about the din of to be ma'abed avodah zarah, to destroy it. That's to make a drasha, the only avodah zarah which one is mechuyif to destroy is an avodah zarah which is talush, but something which is attached to the ground like a har, does not have a din of ibud. If so, that the meaning in this pasuk is only to be made from the din of ibud, but it still is considered avodah zarah, so you understand why ivdeim v'sayif. Whoever Taisus then continues, why is the pshat that the takrivus does not become aser? If the har actually is an avodah zarah, l'chair the takrivus should be aser ba'ano. And that Taisus answers, it's the same as the kelim. The Gemara avodah zarah nunalef learns from the pasuk abi ta'abdu neskol mekaymeis asher avdu sham agoyim. The Gemara explains bekelim shenishtamshu behem la'avodas gechov makosav medaber. From this pasuk we learn that any kli which was used to serve the avodah zarah, one has to destroy that as well. Since in that pasuk itself is where it's written the words Esaleheim Alaharim, therefore when we make the Joshua V'loy Haharim Eleheim, included in that Joshua is that the Kalim which one used to be Oivid this Avodah Zarah of the Har do not become master, there's no Din Ibud. Since the Kalim have no Din to be Ma'abedem, the Krivis as well is also included in this Din. The Krivis for the Har also do not become master from this Joshua V'loy Haharim Eleheim. According to this Mahalach of Taisus, the Har Batsim does become an Avodah Zarah. It's the Gabi specific dinim, the din of Ibud, and the Gabi the Kalim and the Tekrevis being Nesar Bahano. There we have a mirror in the Pasuk that say that does not have these dinim, but Akumham, since Be'esim Nahar is becoming an Eloiha, therefore we understand why Oivdei B'Saif. That's the first Mahalach of Toysis. And the second Mahalach of Toysis is to say that really from the Pasuk of Eloiha Har Melehem we learn that the Har does not become an Eloiha. And that's why it's postured that the Tekrevis to this Har do not become Asr. That which the din is Oivdei B'Saif, Taisus explains that's a different pasuk. We learn exeris the kosef that although the har does not become an eloiha, still din is that if one is oivid the har, he's chayef misa. We learn that from the pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanon, Pentisa einecho hashamayim, v'risa es hashamesh v'sayireach v'sakeichovim. From there we learn that the Torah is being mazhir, warning not to be oivid, even something which is mechuber. As Taisus continues and Taisus explains, the reach and keichovim are considered to be mechuber just like a har. And therefore the Torah is megal to us, that even though they don't become an Eloiha, still there's an Isser to be Eved them. That's how we know that if one is Eved, he's Chayiv Misa. So these are the two Mahalachim of Taisus. According to the first Mahalach, Be'etzim Mahar can be considered an Avodah Zarah. That's why if he's Eved, he's Chayiv Misa. It's still the Torah is megal to us that there's no Din Ibud, and there's also no Din of Takrevis. According to the second Mahalach of Taisus, a Har cannot become an Avodah Zarah. There's still the Torah is megal to us that there's an Isser for one to be Eved, and therefore if he's Eved, he's Chayiv Misa. Now Taisus then continues and he says, this second pshat, which understands that the pasuk of Verisa es Hashemesh is a giluy, that is an isser to be Eved, even something which is mechober, which cannot become an Avodah Zarah, Taisus says this is not like Rashi, because Rashi in Ersugya, and Dibur Maschel Dumi Dumichoel, Rashi is before that the Shemesh and the Reach do not have a din of something which is mechober, rather they have a din of Tolosh. The Rashi is referring to the Teretz of the Gemara, after the Gemara asks the Sira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah is the word that L'shem Harim, L'shem Gvois, do not have an Isra Hanah, just an Isra Achila, and the Baisa calls it Zivchei Mesim. On this the Gemara answered, Abaye said, L'kasha hod amr lahar, hod amr l'gad dahar. And the Gemara continued, Dekanami, Dektani Dumid Michal Saragodol. The Baisa is mashman that we're not talking about the har itself, rather the gad dahar. Since the Baisa puts it together with Michal Saragodol, which is not something Mechuber has a din of Talosh. Rashi explains that Bali Chaim can be considered an Elohus, even though we know that the din is that if one is oivid about chai, it does not become asr ba'achilo, since we see the pasuk tells us that it's asr l'gavaya, from there we learn that for hedyet it's mutter. Still Rashi says that although behemoth which is never is mutter l'hedyet, it still is considered an aloiha, As the Pasuk says, referring to the behemoths in Mitzrayim, Hein nizbachas teravas Mitzrayim leinehim, we see that it is considered an Eloiha. And what Rashi is trying to say over here is that although in the Braisa, when it says, L'shem harim, L'shem gvois, L'shem naharis, L'shem midboris, as far as all of those, the din is that it only becomes zivchei misim if you shechted to the sar, not to the har itself. However, the next cases of the Braisa, L'shem mechol sar gadol, or L'shem shoshul koton, those cases, they will get a din of tekrevis of avodah zarah. Although behemah, when you're over it itself does not become usr. Never is only usr l'gvoya, but the tekrevis that one brings for them do become usr. Rashi then finishes in the same Dibur Masel. He says, "V'ksiv v'risus Hashemesh v'sayirech v'sekeichovim v'chol tzva shemaim." Tosfos understands Rashi to be saying that the Shemesh v'yirech are not mechuber, not like the harim and the gvois, which the Gemara explains the case has to be talking about yishechnet for the sar of the harim and gvois. Rather, Rashi is putting the Shemesh v'yirech together with balei chayim. The Rashi quotes the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Yisei De'atayro Halacha Tes. The Rambam over there says that kechovim and galgalim are similar to balei chayim. That's how Tosfos is understanding Medas Rashi over here. Rashi is saying that although the Shemesh v'yirech are similar to balei chayim, they don't become asur ba'ano, they don't get a din of nevad. Still, the din is that if one serves them, he's chayiv miso, since they can become an elohus, as Rashi shows from the pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanon, v'risas Hashemesh v'sayireach. This is how Tosfos understands Rashi. One can take a look in the Maram over here. He says the Parshas of Rashi will be different. He learns Rashi not like Tosfos, but I'll go on to get back to Tosfos. Tosfos says that Rashi holds the Shemesh v'yirech are not considered mechubur. Therefore, when the Gemara says l'shem harim, l'shem gvois, all those cases, gets the din of zivchei mesim only if he shechted l'shem gad dahar. In the case of the Shemesh v'yirech, you don't have to say that he shechted for the sar of the Shemesh v'yirech. You could say that he shechted for the Shemesh v'yirech himself. And the difference is that something which is mechubur cannot become an eloiha. Hashenkin, something which is tolosh, even a bal chai, can become an eloiha. So although the din is that it itself does not become osur bahano, but since it is an eloya, therefore the takrivis do get a din of zivchei mesim. Tosfos over argues on this because Tosfos understands Shemesh v'yirech are considered a mechuber. Tosfos understands when the Gemara explains the braisa is talking about yishechta to the sar, it's referring to the cases of the Shemesh v'yirech as well. If you shecht directly to the Shemesh v'yirech itself, then the takrivis will not have a din of zivchei mesim, just as when one shechts to something which is mechuber. Now, according to Tosfos, we understand the second halach of Tosfos to explain why is it that something which is mechuber, ha'ovdei b'sayif, how could it be ovdei b'sayif if it does not become an eloiha? Tosfos answered this in his second halach by saying, there's a gili in the pasuk, from the pasuk of Risas Hashemesh v'sayireach, the Torah is telling us that although the Shemesh v'yirech do not become an eloiha, still is an isser to be over them, and that's how we know that there's a chi of sayif. Vishnu, according to Tosfos, that Shemesh v'yirech are the same category as mechuber. So from that which the pasuk says that there's an isser by Shemesh v'yirech, we understand all things which are mechuber as well have that same din, that there's an isser to be over them, despite the fact that they don't become an eloiha. If, however, you hold like Rashi, Shemesh v'yirech are not considered mechuber, they're considered tolosh, then l'chor you cannot say like the second halach of Tosfos, where would we know from the pasuk that there's an isser to be eivid something which is mechuber? If something which is mechuber does not become an eloiha, then kaputa there's no isser to be eivid it, and there'll be no right from Shemesh v'yirech. There the pasuk says that there's an isser, but over there that's not something which is mechuber, they're considered tolosh. And truth is, l'chor we'd be left with a kasha on Rashi, because Rashi over here in Dibur Maschil, Domer l'shomhar, Mashmois of Rashi is, not like the first terrace of Tosfos, the first malach of Tosfos was to say that Har really can get a shame of an Eloiha, that's the reason why Oifdi Besayif, just the Torah was a mighty from the Din Ibud, and the Torah was a mighty from the Din of Takravis. Rashi does not seem to be mashm like that. Lashon of Rashi over here is, Har Einei Nasa Avidis Kechovim, Dixiv Elohim Alaharim Vlayaharim Elohim. Rashi is saying that the Har does not become an Eloiha, if so the Kashu will be difficult. If the Har does not become an Eloiha, why would there be an Isser to be Oifid? How could there be a Chiv Sayif? And as he said, Rashi does not hold up the second teretz of Tosfos either. So Rashi Lamaisa will be left with the kasha of Tosfos. How could it be that a har is not considered an aloha, yet at the same time we say, oivdeyam b'sayif? So the truth is, in the Chedush Ramban over here, he quotes b'shem Rashi in Avodah Zarah, it's enough from Memhei Omer Aleph and Dibur Maschil Umasha Aleyan. Rashi there addresses this kasha, how could it be that a har is not nasa Avodah Zarah, yet still oivdeyam b'sayif? And Rashi explains, and this is his lashon over there, even though as far as they themselves becoming osur, it's not considered that the har became an avodah zarah. Still, although the har does not become an avodah zarah, the intentions of the oved are to serve it as an avodah zarah. Therefore, the din is that he is chayiv misa. The Tosfos of Rashi over there in avodah zarah quotes this Rashi, and he says Rashi means to say that since he's miskaven avodah zarah kofar beikar, he's kofer baker, and that's enough to be mechayiv in miso, although the har itself lemaisa does not become an avodah zarah. And Rabban over here rejects this prat of Rashi, but Agamon, the Rashi over there would fit well with that which we're pointing out over here. Rashi does not seem to fit with either one of the two pshatim that Tosis brings in her sugya. Rashi over there has a different way of answering the kasha of Tosis. How could it be that the har does not become osir as an avodah zarah? It's still a diniz of deyam b'sayif. There are other mahalchim in the Rishonim to explain this nidoin. Rabbeinu Tam, this is Rabban Tosis in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Hei, and Rabban in Arsuga quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. He has another mahalach, and the Rambam also has another mahalach. The Rambam Perek Beis Hilchos Shchita Halacha Gedal has a different way of explaining this. The Rambam over here explains the Shchita of the Rambam. Rakapam, those are two other mahalchim to answer this question. How is it that we don't consider the Har in Avodah Zarah Legab the Din of Takrivis, that we want Shech Lashem the Har, that it should become Osir, and at the same time we say Evdeim B'sayif? We said two mahalchim from Taisus and Ersugyo, the mahalch of Rashi and Avodah Zarah, and there are two other mahalchim, the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam and the Shita of the Rambam. Now continue on to the next Gemara. Rav Huna tells us a chiddush: Haisa behemes chaveri revutz lefnei avodas kechavim, kivan sheshachar basimen echad osra. As Rashi of here explains, Rav Huna is actually coming to tell us two chiddushim. There's one chiddush that Rav Huna is telling us that although Baal Chai is not neser lehedyit, neither with the din of nevad if he served the Baal Chai itself, or with the din of muktzah, if you set it aside as a takrivis of a dezara, it does not become usher for a head yet. The right to this is from now which the Torah had to tell us that muktzah and nevad are possible for a carbon, from there it's mashmed to a head yet its mutter. And if Huna is telling us a chiddush, that once a maisa is done to the behemoth itself, in order to be makrivit as a carbon for a dezara, then it really does become usher with the din of takrivis. Even if you only shechted one simen, or even a miktzah simen, as we'll see in the suga, that's considered a maisa done to the guf of the behemoth, and it becomes osir. That's the first chiddush of Rav Huna. The second chiddush of Rav Huna is, even though we have a klal eino de moisir dover she'ini shaloi, one does not have the ability to create an isir on something which is owned by his friend. This din is true even in gabay the hechsher to the mizbeach. If he's mishtachavet to the behemoth of his friend, he does not get a din of nevin and it's still kosher for a carbon. Still, Rav Huna tells us, once he already did a maisa, he began shechting, then already other moisir dover she'ini shaloi, both the mizbeach and the hediyot. And this Gemara asks Akasha, Isvei of Nachman or Rav Huna. He asks from a Baisa which says, Ashaychet Chatas B'Shabbos B'Chutz La'Avodas Kechovim Chayev Sholesh Chatois, if he does a B'Shoigin Gizchayev three Korbanos, since he was over three Averis which had they been done Memezid, he would bring Chayev Karis for them, this Rav Shabbos, this Rav Shchut Echutz, and this Rav Avodah Zarah. The Gemara asks, V'Yam Rekivan Sheshachar Basimen Echad Osro, Ashchut Echutz Lo'im Echayev Mechatech Ba'ofer Hu. Rashi explains, Kivan did Nesar Mishum Avodas Kechovim. Once he shechted the first simon and became osir with the din of takrevus avodah zarah, pokosh shem kodshimino, v'nasah shel avodas kechavim, v'afro ba'almohu, once he's really got a din of avodah zarah, it no longer has a shem kodshim, Rashi says, it's afro ba'almo, nifri should not be chayiv for shchut eichutz. As far as the chiv of Shabbos, Rashi explains, he's still chayiv because the maisi did an atilas neshama. As far as the avodah zarah as well, he's also chayiv, the maisi did a shchit of both simonim l'shem avodah zarah. However, as far as the chiyuv for shchut echutz, that the Gemara is bothered, the second simon was offer ba'alma, he should not be mechuyiv for shchut echutz. Now, as we'll see, there are two mahachim to understand what exactly the Gemara means to say over here, mechatech ba'offer hu. What exactly is this reason over here that you should not be chay for shchut echutz? So we go with Tosis and Babu Kama daf Ayin Al from Rebeis. He mentions our sugya. The sugya of there, Babu Kama, is talking about a case of gonav v'tovach la'avodah zarah. Someone stole an animal and shechted l'shem avodah zarah. We know the din is that for gonav v'tovach, there's a chiv of arba or chamisha, and there's a machlekes tanoim in a case where he's tovach l'shem avodah zarah, whether he's chayiv the knas. According to the sheet of Rameir, he is chayiv, and the Gemara asks on Rameir, is at the top of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, for Rameir, amay mechayiv shechet l'avodah zarah, kivin deshocher bapur de osra, idach isuri hanohu v'loy v'mori kotovach. Once he began shechting, then it really becomes osra bahano, has din of zifchei meisim. And if it's osir bano, it's considered ownerless. Therefore, how could be chayv arba ichamisha? Arba ichamisha is only in the case where the animal is still considered to have belonged to the nignav. Here, he's not considered the owner anymore because it's a suri hano. There should be no chiv of daud or yehei. That's the Gemara's kasha over there. Tais is over there, and the Gemara's suri hano. He asks, why does Gemara have to use that nusach that it's a suri hano and it's not considered to be owned by the nignav? Why does Gemara over there not say similar to what the Gemara says over here by us? Once he began the shechita l'shem avodah zarah, afterwards mechatech ba'ofer hu, that should be reason over there also that he's not chayiv da'ud vehei, because most of the shechita is already a shechita of afro ba'alma. So Tosis answers this question and he explains that dafka the Gemara over here in Ersuga uses this far of mechatech ba'ofer, because in Ersuga, in order to be mechayiv for shechita schutz, It has to be the animal was roi lepesach ayom moed. It has to be behemoth which was roi to be brought as a carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash. There the Torah says that if he takes an animal which was roi for pesach ayom moed, and instead of bringing the Beis HaMikdash because makrif v'bachutz, he's chayv karis, or if it was b'shayg, he's chayv achatos. Therefore, in this case, once he began shachting l'shem avodah zarah, it already became no longer roi for a carbon. It got a din of takrevus avodah zarah. It's not roi lepesach ayom moed. That's the Gemara's kasha. Mechatech b'offer means he should not be chayv b'chutz because it's not roi lepesach ayom moed. This is our Tosef that learns our Gemara. Lashon of the Gemara Mechatech B'Ofer doesn't seem to be so meduik according to this. The terminology Mechatech B'Ofer seems difficult to understand. The main point is that it became possible for a carbon. Once it's not Roy L'Pesach Hayom Moed, there's no Chiv of Shchut Eichutz. Like, this is our Tosef Baba Kamen Afayin Aleph learns our Sugya. Now, Reb Kreger over here, Reb Kreger has a long Ma'arocha. He discusses many points in our Sugya. And he says Rashi is Mukach that he did not understand our Derech Tosefis. Because Rashi over here asks Akasha, this is in Rashi Dibur Maschal Mechatech B'Ofer, who he's bothered, what does the Gemara mean to say that once he's shechts one simen, he should no longer be able to mechayiv for shchut aschutz? He quotes the Gemara in Daf Choftes HaMeveiz, which is Mevur, even if he just shechts one simen b'chutz, and afterwards he shechts the second simen b'fnim, the din is also that he's chayiv mishum shchut aichutz. If you hold Geshen l'shchit u'metchil v'atsoif, the Gemara over there is Mevur, that the entire shchit is part of the matter, and if you shecht one simen b'chutz and the second simen b'fnim also your chayiv, the Gemara of there explains it's considered a significant maisa, the shechita of one simen, since by chatas ha'if, one simen is the entire shechita. Rav Kapan Rashi asks, what does the Gemara of here mean to say that after you shecht one simen, you should no longer be able to be chayiv b'shum shechita aschutz because it's already offer, the chayiv you're chayiv for shechting one simen b'chutz, that's already enough to be mechayiv. So Rashi answers this question and explains, when do we say that shechting one simen b'chutz is enough to be mechayiv him? That's only if afterwards he completed the shechita. He didn't complete it b'chutz, he completed it b'fnim. There also then will be the yirchayiv mishom shechita chutz. If however he did not complete the second simen, then he's not going to be chayiv. In this case, since it's mechatech ba'ofer, the second simen which he cut is not considered a ma'isa shechita b'chlal, therefore he cannot be chayiv on the shechita of the first simen. You only chayiv the shechita of one simen if it's part of the entire shechita, which is a shechita k'sheira. Two simanim in the end were cut. If then only the first simen was cut, then you're not chayiv for shechita schutz on the first simen. Akman Rabbi Krieger says, it's from Rashi, that he understood the words mechatech ba'ofer hu are kipshutai, that it's not a ma'isa shechita b'chlal. If it was considered a ma'isa shechita on the second simen, even if for some reason after the shechita of the first simen, something happened and now we cannot be mechayiv him for a shechita of chutz, but still, for the shechita of the first simen we'd be able to be mechayiv him, as long as the shechita was completed in the end. So if the second simen was also considered a shechita, he did an entire ma'isa shechita, so even if the second simen would not be able to be mechayiv him for a shechita schutz, still we could mechayiv him for the first simen. As the Gemara says earlier, shechting one simen b'chutz is enough to be mechayiv him. So for example, if Rashi would hold a derech toisvis, after the shechita of the first simen it's considered no longer roi lepesach hayom moed, and we cannot be mechayiv him for shechting something which is not roi lepesach hayom moed, there wouldn't be a reason according to Rashi to pater him, because the ma'isa at the time of the shechita of the first simen, it was roi lepesach hayom moed, it's only after the shechita of the first simen that it became no longer roi, and b'etzem, one simen b'chutz is enough to be mechayiv him, as long as in the end he did complete the ma'isa shechita. Here, if it became no longer roi lepesach hayom moed, it wouldn't be a reason that the shechita of the second simen is not called a ma'isa shechita b'chal. Therefore, if the second simen was considered a ma'isa shechita, although the second simen cannot be mechayiv him, we could be mechayiv him because of the first simen. So, according to Rashi, must have understood the Gemara Kepshuta, mechatech b'offer means it's not considered a ma'isa shechita b'chal. Therefore, we cannot be mechayiv him even for the shechita of the first simen. So, what the ma'isa is the pshat in this? Why is it considered mechatech b'offer? It's not considered a ma'isa shechita b'chal. The way Reb Kreger asks the kasha in Rashi is, why does it make a difference if he shecht l'shem avodah zarah and became asr ba'ano? Why would that be a reason that the shechita of the second simen is mechatech b'ofer? It's not a ma'isa shechita b'chlal. He brings a number of rais that it is considered a ma'isa shechita. And then it's as far as oisei v'espenei, for example. If one shechts the mother l'shem avodah zarah, although it becomes asr ba'ano, still then is that afterwards if he shechts the child, he's oifer b'shem oisei v'espenei. You see, it is considered a shechita of the mother. Although it's asr ba'ano, it doesn't lose the shem shechita. As far as Tumas Nevela as well, Reb Kreger says, the second after Gimel Mebeis discusses whether the din Tumo of Takrevis Avedis Kechavim or Yudim Meseir has a special joshua from a pasuk. Akram, that's a new din Tumo for Takrevis Avedis Kechavim. We don't say that it has regular Tumas Nevela as if it wasn't Shechted Bechlal. We should say the same thing. Mechatech Bafer is not considered a Maisa Shechita. You should have a Tumas Nevela as if it wasn't Shechted at all. From here we see that it is considered a Maisa Shechita. So although it gets a din of Takrevis Avedis Kechavim and it becomes Asr Bahano, that's not a reason why it should lose the shem shechita. And furthermore, the sugya in Baba Kama Ein Aleph, which we quoted, that's also muchach, that is considered a Maisa Shechita, because the Gemara over there says, once you began Shechting L'Shem Avodah Zarah, Kivin the Shachar Bapur to Osra Idach Isuri Hanohu V'loi Demora Katovach, the Gemara says it's not considered you Shechting something which was owned by the Nignav, because it's Isuri Hanohu, it doesn't have a Bailim. What does not say that it's not a Shechita B'chlal, if it would be Mechatech Bafar, not a Shechita at all, that itself would be reason not to Mechayiv Arba or Chamisha, which is really the point that Tosis is making. That's the kasha Tosis asks. Why does the Gemara in Baba Kama not say the same thing that it says over here in Erzig, that it's Mechatech Ba'ofer? So the Maisel, where Kregor says with Das Rashi, this is over there in the Oisi Dawud of the Marocho, he explains the Gemara's kasha over here is that the Siga Akarcha is going according to the Shita that holds, Kala'im Elisraif Kesar of Domi. That's the Shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Kregor proves why Erzig has to be going according to Reb Shimon. We won't get into that point now. But Akaman, if you only go Shimon, the Oimel Lisraif Kesar of Domi, then we understand that it's not considered a Maisa Shechita Bechlal. Because once it became Aser Bahano, and the animal has to be Nisraf, assuming which was not yet Shechted, either the Kana or the Veshet, has a din of Kesarav Dami, and it's not Shechted to do a Shechita on something which is considered Sarav already. Not all Tanoim are Maskim to Kalaim Lusayf Kesarav Dami, therefore Kregor says the Sigim of Bekama, which doesn't say that it's Ka'af or Baham, but that could be going according to other Tanoim, Asik is going according to the Tana that holds Kesarav Dami, that's what the Gemara means, Mechatech Ba'afarhu. The Lashon of the Gemara, Reb Kregor says, is very meduik according to this, as opposed to according to Tosis, as we pointed out earlier, the Lashon of Ka'ofarhu, the Chayr is not meduik, it should have said that it's not Royal Pesach Hayom Moed. According to Rashi, Ka'ofarhu means, it's not considered a Maisa Shechita Bechlal in that Simen, because it's already Kesar of Domi. That's the reason why he's not Chayv for the first Simen either, as Rashi says, Be'esem to be Chayv for Shechita Schutz, you can be Chayv on just Shechting one Simen Bechutz, but since the second Simen was not Shechted at all, when do we say you're chayv for shechting one simen b'chutz? It's only if the second simen was eventually shechted. Here, it's not considered a ma'isa shechita b'chlal on the second simen because it's kesar of dami. If we can have a chayv for the shechita of the first simen. Now, based on this, Reb Kregor says this is later on in the Maroch and Ois Tezvov. We can answer a difficult kasha on the hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara later on, after the Gemara answers for Rav Huna, kagan shayachati kanopogum v'hoisav lov kolshu. The case of the Braisa is, we only had to shecht the kol shu, that's the case for Yishchai for all three. The Gemara then continues, Amr of Papa, Yilav the Amr of Huna Simen Echod, Le'ev Yichatis to Yufdei. If Rav Huna's original member would not have mentioned that even one Simen is enough to make it into the Zekari V'Sevoi Dezara, then we never would have had a Kasha, because we would have understood only after you do a Maisa Rabbah, only after you shech both Simonim, it becomes Asur for Avoi Dezara. Only after Rav Huna said that it's even with one Simen, that's why we had the Kasha. Rav Papa then continues, Ilav the Amar of Huna behemes chavira idle havi chattis tiyufdei, by time of the day motzi yosar, the chavirli motzi yosar. If Rav Huna would not have said clearly that even by behemes chavira it becomes takravis with one simen, he would have said that by behemes chavira only a maiser rabba can asser it, and therefore again we would not have had a kasha, because the rice was talking about a chattos, and one is not considered to be the owner of his chattos. And this Gemara says pshito, and the Gemara answers, Ma'u de tem bakim de konle le kapara kididei damio kamash malon. The chiddush in this second member of Rav Papa was, one would have thought that even if Rav Huna would not have said, Behemes Chaveroi, still we would have had a kasha from the Braisa, because perhaps one is considered to be the owner of his chatos, he is considered the Bailim, and therefore from the Braisa we see that even when it's his own Behema, still the din is, it does not become Osir with one Simen, so that would have been a good kasha on Rav Huna, even if Rav Huna would not have said Behemes Chaveroi. Kamashpon, that's what Rav Papa has to tell us, no, one is not considered to be the Bailim on his chatos, that's why it's only kasha on Rav Huna, for now which Rav Huna said Behemes Chaveroi. Rav Kregor asks a strong kasha over here. He says, well, be it said that we could have asked in Rav Huna, even if Rav Huna would not have said Behemes Chaveroi, in other words, not like the second member of Rav Papa, we could have asked the kasha in Rav Huna, even if Rav Huna was speaking about his own Behema, if you'd say the Chatos Kivan the Karnel the Kapara Kididei Damyo, what would be the Chiddush of Rav Huna if he was talking about his own Behema? Would not have been a Chiddush as far as the Klal of Eino Dem Uysa Dove Sheine Sheloi, it would have only been a Chiddush as far as the Klal that Takrevis of a Desire is not Osir Lehedyat, it's only Osir Ligvaya. And Rav Huna would be telling us, even though Takrevis does not become Asr Lehedyet, but if you do a Maisa, then it really does become Asr even to a Hedyet. However, Kregor asks, if that's all Rav Huna would be Mechadish, then why would the Braisa be a Kasha on Rav Huna? The Braisa is talking about a Behemah which is a Chazas, it's a Karbin, and now we know that Behemah does become Asr as a Karbin, with a din of Muktzah or Nevad, even without a Maisa. To Asr for a Hedyet, that's where Rav Huna had to be Mechadish, that although it usually does not become Asr to a Hedyet, but with the Maisa it does. If Rav Huna will be coming to tell us a chiddush as far as the din of Eina Demoisu Dover Sheinu Shaloi was not his behema, that chiddush would be negated even by a carbon. But if his chiddush was about his own behema, then it would not be negated to a carbon, it would only be negated lehedyet, then why would the kasha on the Braisa be a kasha and Rav Huna would be a kasha lekuli alma? If we're understanding that the Braisa, which is a chatos, is considered to be his own, there's no issue of Eina Demoisu Dover Sheinu Shaloi, So then the Kuliyam, even with Erev Huna, there should be a problem over here. Once he begins shechting the Chatas, it becomes Osir. It has an Eftar Krevis, and it should not be Chai for Shchut Eichutz. Why would it be Kasha and Rav Huna more than anyone else? All Rav Huna was being Mechadosh, according to this, is that even for a Hedid, it becomes Osir. That's not Nige over here in the Braisa, which is talking about a carbon. This is the Kasha of Rav Krevis, which he says is a very strong Kasha. However, Krager says, the way he's explained the Gemara Mechatech Ba'ofer, who according to the Shita of Rashi, this Kasha is not difficult at all. Because without Rav Huna, one begins shachting this Chata, the Shem of Vaidazara, it gets a din of Sakrevis of Vaidazara immediately after the first Simen. However, that would not be a reason why you should not be Chai for Shchut Eichutz, because although it does have a din of Sakrevis, but it's not Mechatech Ba'ofer, it still would be a Shem Shchit on the second Simen, therefore we'd be able to Mechayiv him for the first Simen, as Rashi says, we could Mechayiv one for Shchut Eichutz even on one Simen. The Gemara is only asking a kasha in Rav Huna, because Rav Huna was mechadish that even becomes usher to a hedyet, meaning he gets a din of isuri hanoah. Once it's usher by hanoah, it has a din of streifa and oimid lusreif kesarev dami, therefore we consider mechadish ba'offer. Since it's mechadish ba'offer, we cannot be mechayim for the first simon, since he never finished off the shchita. The shchita of the second simon is not a shchita bechlal. This is how Rav Huna explains to the Gemara that there could have been a tzad, not like the second member of Rav Papa. We could have asked Rav Huna, even if we would not have said anything about behemoth chaveroi. If we hold the svara that lechatos kivin the kanyle lekapara kididei damyo, if we be considered his, and even with Rav Huna being mechadish to us, that one asks us behemas chaveroi, we could have asked the kasha in Rav Huna from the braisa. Rav Krager is explaining it's a kasha dafka in Rav Huna, because without Rav Huna, although the kuliyam of the behemoth would become possible for a carbon, that would not be a reason to be potter from shchut eichutz. It would not be considered mechadish ba'offer, and you'd be able to mechayiv him from the shchit of the first simon. It's only now that Rav Huna said that it has a din of isuri hano, it's also even to a hedyet, that's what makes him mechadish ba'offer. He didn't finish the Shechita Bechlal, and therefore he cannot be Mechayiv him even for the Shechita of the first Simen. So this Kasha will be difficult on Tosfos. When we take a look at the Chaznish in Yardei Simen Gimel, Ois Chof Hei, he discusses this Kasha and he gives a different terrace to the Kasha of Rabbi Kveger. Now I'll go back and we'll mention a few orders on the Shakav Atari of the Gemara. Rav Huna had been Mechadish that one can Aser Behemoth Chaveri with the Din of Takrevis of Avoid Zara just by Shechting one Simen. Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna from the Braisa, which says, "Hashoyche chatos b'shabbos b'chutz la'avidus kechovim chayav shalosh chatois." And he asks, "If you hold that after shechting one simon, you already get the din of takrevis, you should not be chayav for shchut eichutz because mechatech ba'offer at the time he's shechting the second simon already has the din of offer." On this thing, we answered Amar Rav Papa, the case is talking about chatos oif. Chatos oif only have to shecht one simon, and if at the time you shecht that one simon, you're chayav for all three. Kulu b'hadi yadodi ka'asi. And this Gemara says, "Michli Rav Huna k'man amr l'shmeitzi k'ula, v'ula meisa kolduhu kamar." The din of ula is even true with a meisa kolduhu, meaning you don't even have to shecht the whole simon, so it wouldn't be an answer to say he's talking about a chata sa'if that only needs a shechita of one simon. It would still be a problem that once he begins shechting that simon, the rest of it would be considered mechatech ba'offer. So the Gemara answers, "Elo ba'imer b'gemar zvicho hu oivda." The Gemara now is chayzer and says, "Really, you could be talking about even a chatas behima." And the case is talking about that he said he only wants to be oivid by avoid the zara at the end of the zvicha, therefore does not get a din of takrevis beforehand. And Rashi over here explains, and Dibur Maschel Elo, really is talking about achatas behima. And the case is talking about he says ini roitzel avid avoidus kechovim b'shchita zu ashati gomer. The way Rashi understands, he had this machshav in the beginning of the shchita. However, the machshav is to be oivid at the end of the shchita. In this case, it does not get a din of takrevis until the end, and therefore at the same time he's mechuyev all three chatois. Rashi did not want to learn that the Gemara means that he had this machshav in the end of the shchita, as we had the machshav in the beginning, however the machshav was to be over at the end of the shchita. Perhaps the lashon of the Gemara was mashmah this way to Rashi. The Gemara does not say the Gemara zvicha omar lo'ivda, which will mean that he first had this machshav at the end of the shchita, rather ba'omer he says, meaning in the beginning of the shchita, this is what he says, the Gemara zvicha o'ivda, that he wants to be over at the end of the shchita. Now, I mentioned the kasha over here, which a number of Rechonim address. The Leiv Ari asks this kasha, and the Tshuva Sachiezer from Chaim Oizer Grudzinski, and Chelik Gimbal, the end of Simon Nun Vov, he also addresses this kasha. And that is, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan, that Mechashim Me'avoida La'avoida, Rabbi Yechanan holds just like by Pigo we find the concept of Mechashim Me'avoida La'avoida, so too by Machshov of Sakrevis Avoida Zara, if he's Mechashim doing one Avoida to do another Avoida, L'shem Avoida Zara, then is that it gets the din of Sakrevis ready from the first Avoida. If so, the Lecher, in this case, if he was Mechashiv in the beginning of the Shechita, we should say Mechashiv me'avoid la'avoida, although the Machshava was that the Gemar Shechita should be l'shem avoid Zara, but just like from one avoida to another avoida, if Beshas the Shechita, he had a Machshava to be Zerik the Dam, la'avoid eskechovim, or to be Makir the Chedif to avoid eskechovim, Berechon holds that it becomes possible right away, at the time of the first avoida, really gets the din of Takrevis, And even if he never ends up doing the second Avodah L'Hashem, Avodah Zarah, still got a din of Sakravis from the moment of the first Avodah when he had his Machshava. So here as well, if he's Mechashiv in the beginning of the Shechita, to do the end of the Shechita L'Hashem, Avodah Zarah, according to Rabbi Yechon, the din should be that he already gets a din of Sakravis from the beginning of the Shechita. So in the Sefer Levi, he wants to be Mechadish. He himself says this is a great Chiddush, that perhaps the din of Mechash, Avodah L'Avodah, is only from one Avodah to another Avodah, not within the same Avodah. He says, since the din of Mechash from Avodah L'Avodah is learned from Pigul, and Pigul is from one Avodah to a different Avodah, so here also, as far as Sakrivus Avodah Zarah, it's only from one Avodah to another Avodah, not within the same Avodah. However, in the Shuvah Sachgezer, which we mentioned, he quotes the Taisus in Zvachim, this is the Taisus in Daftes, and Rebbe's Dibur Maskal Mechashvim, it continues on to the Yoram Aleph, and over there Taisus is Mavur, even the din of Pigul, it's true that he could be Mechashiv from one part of the Avodah to another part of the Avodah. For example, if Bishas is being Zerik, part of the dam, on the Mizbeach, he has Machshava that the next Matan Domim, the next Rikud that he's going to do for this carbon, should be Chutz Tzmanei, that is Machshava Spigel. And if so, obviously the Teretz of the Leivari would not be a good Teretz. He's assuming that by Pigel, for sure the din is that it's only from one Avodah to another Avodah. And he wants to be Mechayesh, the same will also be true as far as Avodah Zara. But if even by Pigel, there's Machshava Spigel from one part of the Avodah to another part of the Avodah, then surely by Machshava Avodah Zara, the same should be true. The Meis in the Achiezer, he wants to say that Taisus over there in Zvachim does not have to agree to the Pshat of Rashi over here in the Sugya. Taisus over there can understand when the Gemara says, Ba'imer b'gmar zvichu wa'ivda, the Pshat of the Gemara really means that he has this Machshav at the end of the Shechita. Echam, if he would have this Machshav at the beginning of the Shechita, that he wants to do the safe Shechita L'Hashem Avodah Zarah, Echam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would say Mechash from Avodah L'Avodah, and we get a din of Takrevis ready from the beginning of the Shechita. Taisus understands the Gemara means to say that he had this Machshava at the end of the Shechita, and that's the reason why only gets the Din of Takrevis in the end. All three Chatayis come at the same time when he finishes the Shechita. And Echanami Reb Chaim Weizer says, according to Rashi in Asugya, Rashi would hold not like the Taisus in Zvachim, Rashi would hold that by Pigul as well, Machshava's Pigul is only from one Avodah to another Avodah, not within the same Avodah. Therefore, according to Rashi, the Kasha would not be difficult. You could say like the Leiv Aryeh, that by Machshava's Avodah Zarah is the same thing. We learn from Pigul, it's only from one Avodah to another Avodah. However, within the same Avodah, there we would not have Machshava. You would not say that if he's Mechashiv in the beginning of the Shechita, at the end of the Shechita should be the Shem Avodah Zarah, we would not get a Din of Takrevis at the time of the beginning of the Shechita. There's another teretz in this Kasha, which is based on the Yisoy of the Briskerov and the Chidush Agriz in Zvachim Daf Yud. He says over there that since the Din of Mechashiv from Avodah L'Avodah is learned from Machshava Spigel, so though in Asugya, as we see, Rav Huna is Mechadish, even with the Maisa Porta, a Maisa Kol, who the din is, something ready becomes the Krevis of Avodah Zarah. However, to be Mechashiv from one Avodah to another Avodah, since it's learned from Machshav Spiegel, you'd have to be your Mechashiv in an entire Avodah. So when Rechonon says that if he's Mechashiv B'Shas the Shechita to do his Riga of the Dam L'Shem Avodah Zarah, or Akhtar of the Chayv L'Shem Avodah Zarah, you'd have to be his Mechashiv in the entire Shechita. The same way with Machshav Spiegel, he has to be Mechashiv in the entire Shechita. So to be Mechashiv from one Avodah to another Avodah. So though if he's Mechashiv in the Shechita itself, just by Mechashiv in a Maisa Kolduhu, that will already make it a Krevis of Avodah Zarah. But if he's not Mechashiv in the Shechita itself, he's Mechashiv in the Shechita to the Zrika or to the Akhtara, and that's based on Machshav Spiegel, then already he would have to be Mechashiv in the entire Avodah Shechita. The Biskrav quotes the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam over there writes, Hashaychi es habahim alizrik dama l'avodah zara, el hakter chab l'avodah zara harezu asura, shalomeidin machshava b'chutz b'chulin, m'machshava sakotshin b'fnim, shemachshava kazu poiselos ben, k'moy shi'isvayar b'hilchos p'sul ha-mikdoshin. The Rambam paskins the din of machshava me'avodah l'avodah b'avodah zara, and the Rambam tells us the makar of this is from machshava spigel. The Biskrav is bothered, this is not typical for the Rambam to tell us the makar of the din. He says the Pshat in the Rambam is, he's telling us that it has the same gdorim as Machshav Espigel, and this would be an afkamino, since the Machshava me'avodah l'avodah b'avodah zara is known from Machshav Espigel, he would have to be Mechashiv in the entire Shechita. Akvam, this will be a teretz to the Kasha of the Leiv Aryeh as well, the Kasha of the Leiv Aryeh in the case where he shechted, and in the beginning of the Shechita, he had a Machshav that ended the Shechita, should be l'shem avodah zara. Leiv Aryeh asked, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mechashiv me'avodah l'avodah, why does it only get a din of takrevis at the end of the Shechita? Ready from the beginning of the Shechita should get a din of takrevis. According to the Briskerov, the answer to this kasha would be that a Maisa Kolduhu, the beginning of the Shechita, would only give it a din of takrevis if he's Mechashiv on it itself to do L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Once he's Mechashiv me'avodah l'avodah, he's Mechashiv during the beginning of the Shechita, on the end of the Shechita, that would not be enough to make it into takrevis. He would have to be Mechashiv during the entire Shechita, that the Gemara Shechita should be l'shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Maisa would only become Osir at the end of the Shechita. The reason why Rakashu, which Rav Grov asks on himself, based on this Yisayid, the whole Kashu of the Gemara in the first place should not be difficult. But the Gemara asked on Rav Huna from the Brisa, which says that it's possible to be chayv three chatois if you shechted a chatos b'shabbos b'chutz l'avodas kechovim, and the Gemara's Kashu was, according to Rav Huna, you should not be chayv for shechut echutz. After the first siman, the second siman is already mechatech ba'ofer. The Gemara could have answered, the case of the Brisa is that he's mechashiv during the Shechita to do the Zriko or the Akhtara, the Shem of Avodah Zarah. In that case, even according to Rav Huna, he will not get a Dinif Takrivus until he finishes the entire Avodah Shechita, according to the Brisker Rav. Since he's not being mechashiv on the Shechita itself, he's being mechashiv me'avodah la'avodah. According to Brechner, he gets a Dinif Takrivus, but it has to be that you do the entire Shechita with Machshav L'Shem of Avodah Zarah. This Lechai will be a terrace to the whole Kasha on Rav Huna. The Brisa could be talking about such a case, then you b'chayv three chatois, because all three chayivim would come together, and you only get a din of takrevis at the end of the entire shechita, you would not have the problem of mechatech ba'ofer. This is the kasha which Bitzkov asks on himself, and he leaves his kasha b'tzarachin. Now we'll continue on in the Shaka V'tari of the Gemara. On this terz of the Gemara, Elo ba'imer b'gemar zvichu o'ivda, the Gemara asks, Yehochi mayor yechatos l'shminon zevach. So here we have two malachim in the sugyo, which Rashi and Tesis discuss. The first malach of Rashi is, Ma'ir Yechatos means will be medayik from now which the Braisa chose Loshon of Chatos. Why didn't the Braisa just say Zevach, which would include all Karbonis? This is mashma that when it says Chatos, it really means Chatos Ha'oif. And so the Kash of the Gemara is, if the case of the Braisa is Ba'imir B'Gemar Zvicho Oivda, why does it have to dafka be a Chatos Ha'oif, which only requires the Shechit of one Simen? If the case is Ba'imir B'Gemar Zvicho Oivda, then the same would also be true by Behima, where you have to Shech two Simonim. Since the Dinta Krevis is only Chal at the end of the Shechita, since that's what he said, Bigmar Zmichu Oivda, so the same thing will also apply that you can Bechayev three Chatois, since it only gets the Dinta Krevis at the end, there's no problem of Mechatech Ba'ofer. Now, if the Braisa chose the case of Chatos Oiv, the Mashmai says, Dafk over there it's possible to find where you Chayev three Chatois. So, Karkal, the case is not Ba'im Bigmar Zmichu Oivda, because then there will be no Chilik between an Oiv and a Behema. However, Rashi points out that according to this, L'chaira, the Kasha is not just the Kasha on Rav Huna, even if one would argue on Rav Huna. But Rav Nachman, he was the one who asked this Kasha, Rav Nachman himself, B'hemshach HaLigmar, he holds, Eina d'moyser d'avashayne sheloye, not like Rav Huna, that even with the Maisa Kolhu, someone can ask for someone else's thing. As Rashi over there says, according to Rav Nachman, even with the Maisa Gomor, Eina d'moyser d'avashayne sheloye. So the problem is, why is it that Rav Nachman is asking a Kasha on Rav Huna? Even according to Rav Nachman himself, it would be difficult. Why does the Raisa speak about a case of Chatos Oif? Even by a Behima also, then will be true that you're Chayev Shalosh Chatois. There will be no problem of Mechatech Ba'ofer, that after the first Simen, you can no longer be Chayev for Shechita Schutz, because even after the first Simen, it's still not Takrevis of Avodah Zarah, even after the entire Shechita, according to Rav Nachman, Ein Ad Moisa Dover Sheinei Shaloi. So once Rav Nachman is bedaik that the case of the Raisa is talking about a Chatos Oif, then it's difficult on Rav Nachman himself as well. So the Maaseh Rashi says that in Echnami, this last kasha is not really dafka kasha and Rav Huna. The Gemara just means to direct this kasha now, which we said the case is talking about. But Imir B'Gemar Zvicho Oivda, and that the Gemara says if that's the case, then it wouldn't be dafka Chatos Oif. Akroch, it's not Imir B'Gemar Zvicho Oivda, and there's a different pshat in the Braisa. But in Echnami, at this point, it would be a kasha and Rav Nachman himself as well. The Maaseh Rashi B'Hemshach is Mavur. This is the main reason why he doesn't like the first pshat, and he goes with the second mahalach. Because the Pashas is, if Nachman is asking a Kasha and Rav Huna, according to Nachman himself, the Kasha will not be difficult. Like one for now, we can just continue with this first Mahalach of Rashi, we'll explain the track of Atariya. The Gemara then answers, Elomar Marzutra Mishmeidu Rav Papa, Hochav Mayaskin Kagan Shoyachati Kono Pogum, Hoysev Lov Kolshu Vigomroi, the Kula Bahad Yadod Yikasion, as Rashi explains, that at this point already the Gemara means to say, there's a Raya from the Raisa to Rav Huna. From the fact that we spoke about a case of Chatos Oif, and the Pshara coin to Rav Huna is that it was Chatzi Chanapogum and you were Moisef HaKol Shehu. This would be the only case where it's Shaykh to be Chayef three Chatois, because if it was a Behemo, according to Rav Huna, there's no way you could be Chayef three Chatois. Once he begins the Shechita, the first Kol Shehu, if he Shaykh the Shem of Avodah Zarah, the rest of it is Mechatech Ba'ofer. There's no way we can have that he does a Shechita of Kol Shehu, and that he's Chayef in all three Chatois, only by an Oifet Shaykh, where it was Chatzi Chanapogum, then he was Moisef HaKol Shehu. So the Maisa coin to this, it comes out that there's a Rai from this Braisa to Rav Huna. As the next step of the Gemara, Amar of Papa, he loved Amar of Huna Simen Echod, Lehav Yechatis Tiyufdei, My Maisa, Maisa Rabba. Had Rav Huna not been Mechadish to us that even with the Simen Echod, even with the Maisa Zuta at Schalta Krevis, he would have said that the dinner of Ulo is Zafk if you do a Maisa Rabba, then it would not be a Kasha from the Braisa. And here, right, this step of the Gemara is very difficult, according to the first Mahalach of Rashi. Because the Chayr, once the Gemara said already, that the Lashon Chatas in the Reis is talking about Chatas Ha'if, that even without Rufunas Chiddush, it would be difficult. As Rashi himself said before, once the Reis is Beduik, that we're talking about Dafka Chatas Ha'if, even if you hold that only idea Maisa Rabba gets the Nefsa Krivis. Or even if you hold like Rav Nachman, that even with the Maisa Rabba, you know, the Moisa Davashin is Shaloy, the Reis would remain difficult. Why Dafka by Chatas Ha'if? Any carbon also, we should have a case where Yechayev Shalosh Chatois. So Tosis over here asks this kasha, and Dibur Maschel, they have Yechatis to Yuftei. He asks this kasha as a tema on the first pshat of Rashi. However, in truth, Rashi himself really answered this kasha, as the Mashon Tosis points out. Rashi answers this kasha, and Dibur Maschel, they have Yechatis to Yuftei. He explains what the Gemara means to say is that originally when we asked the kasha, before we medayik in the Lashon of the Braisa, they were talking about a case of Yechatis Oif, when we thought we were talking about Yechatis Behima, and we asked the kasha in Ravuna, that's what the Gemara means to say. We never would have asked that kasha in Ravuna, had Ravuna not been mechadish lasa, even simen echad. In other words, if it only be a Maisa Rabba, then it would not be difficult from the Braisa. The case of the Braisa could be a chatas behima, and a chayav shalosh chatois, because all three are chal, at the end of the Shechita, it doesn't get a din of takravis until the end. The kasha in Ravuna is only because he said already that with the Maisa kolduhu, it gets a din of takravis. This is how Rashi explains the member of Rav Papa according to the first Mahalach. And next member of Rav Papa as well, also means originally when we thought we were talking about a chatas behima, the kasha and Rufuna is only because Rufuna said even behemas chaveroi, because otherwise it wouldn't be difficult. Chatas is not considered his. So if you cannot ask for behemas chaveroi, then who would then buy a chatas? Would not get a din of takravis, and therefore we would understand how it could be chayiv sholish chatois. This is the first mahalach of Rashi. The second mahalach of Rashi, and the Gemara says, Mayur yachatas l'shmin and zevach, the Gemara does not mean to be medayik that we're talking about chatas ha'if. The Gemara just means to be medayik that we're talking dafka about a chatas which is not considered his, as opposed to a zevach which is considered his. That was the Gemara's kasha, that if the case is ba'imer b'gemara zvicha o'ivda, like the Gemara wanted to answer to the kasha in Ravuna, then it wouldn't have to be dafka in the case of a chatas, even in the case of a zevach also, which is his, and he could answer it. Still, the thing will be that he's chayav shalish chatois, because it's not mechatech ba'ofer, he said b'gemara zvicha o'ivda. Now he chose the case of a chatas, which is not his. Akarchach, the case is, he already was oivid in the beginning of the shechita. And the reason why we cannot choose the case of a shlamim is because if it was a shlamim, then already in the beginning we would get a din of takravis, and we would say mechatech ba'ofer, he would not be mechayev for shchutei chutz. Dafka, since it's a chatas, he cannot ask her because who. This was the Gemara's kasha in Ravuna. Ravuna holds that even by a chatas, which is not his, he becomes aser because who. According to this mahalach of Rashi, the Gemara is much better. Rav Nachman is asking a kasha dafka in Ravuna. According to Rav Nachman himself, who holds eino d'moisa davar shein yishiloi, even with a maisa rabba, then it's very good why he chose the case of a chatas. Because in the case of a shlomim, which is his, there will be power of mechatech ba'ofer, you cannot be mechayef for shchutei chutz. Dafka by chatos, where it's not his, it does not become asur, even with a maisa rabba, that's where it's shayech to be chayef shalosh chatois. It's only a kasha and avunu who holds it even by a chatos, with a maisa kodu, who gets the din of takravis. And this Gemara answers the case is talking about that it's a chatzi kona pogum, loisav lov kolshu. At this point, the Gemara means to say, the reason why I chose the case of chatos is because it's talking about chatos ha'if. Just like it's not shaykh by a zevach, because immediately at the beginning of the shechita, it already gets a din of takravis. It's only shaykh by a chatas ha'if, in the case where it's chatzi konopogam v'hoisav lov kol shuhu. Now, according to the second halach of Rashi, the hemshach of the Gemara is much better when the Gemara says, the member of Rav Papa, ilav dam rafuna behimas chaveri lehavi chatas tiyufdei, you know, it's like the first pshat of Rashi, that we're going back before we medayik in the braisa, that the Braisa is talking about a chatas oif and not a chatas behima. According to that pshat, Be'etzim, Rav Papa is going back on the havmin of the Gemara. According to the second halach of Rashi, you don't have to say this, Rav Papa could be going l'maisa, that which we have to say the Braisa is talking about, according to Ravuna, that it was chatzi kana pogum, it's only because of Ravuna's chiddush, that even with the simen echad against the din of takravis, and even behima's chaver becomes also with the maisa called who, we could have said the Braisa is talking about a chatas behima, we would not have had to be madchik that it's talking about a chatas oif, and chatzi kana pogum, we could have said it's chatas behima. And the reason why the Braisa chose dafka chatas and not shlomim is because the shlomim, which is his, will become master with the maisa koduhu. But chatas, which is not his, you need a maisa rabba. Therefore, dafka by chatas, it's shaykh to be chayef shalosh chatois, since it did not get a din of takravis in the beginning of the shechita. And just one final nakuda, and this is an important point in the Shak of Tari of Gemara, Tosfos Dibur Maschil Yochi points out that according to the second halach of Rashi, the hemshach of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, after the Gemara brings Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchok, who hold Einar the Moisod of Hashem Yishaloi, the Gemara asks a kasha from this Braisa, Meistu Yashrech Echatos B'Shabbos B'Chutz Avodes Kechovim, Chayev Shorish Chatois, V'Kminon B'Chatos Ha'if, Ubechatzi kana pogum, and the Gemara asks, according to these shitas, why does it have to be dafka chatzas oif and chatzi kana pogum? Lachar even by chatzas behima also the din could be true, since it's not get a din of takrevis with the beginning of the shchita, since they hold ein al moisa dovish ein shaloi. Abishma, according to the first mahalach of Rashi, the Gemara is very good. We medayik the fact that the Braisa chose the case of chatos that we're talking about a chatas oif. However, according to the second lashon of Rashi, the Gemara never said before that chatas has to be dafka chatas oif. So why here is the lekash on these amiram hold ein al moisa dovish ein shaloi? Maybe ein chanami don't understand that when it says chatas, it means even chatas behima. Chatas is just coming to exclude Shlomim, because by Shlomim it's not Shaykh. Since Shlomim is his, it will become also with the din of Takravis already from the beginning. Only by Chatas Behemoth, which is not his, according to these Amram, does not get a din of Takravis, since Ein al Moisa Dovish Ein Shaloi. This is the Kashu which Tosis points out on the second Pshat of Rashi. This Lechares will push the first Malach to learn the way they did. Otherwise, besides for this, the second Malach would have been more Pashat. It's this Gemara over here which is problematic according to the second Lashon. Rakapanam Taisa says, according to the second Lashon, you have to say that at this point, the Gemara changes. Narrating the Gemara holds that from the Lashon Chatas in the Braisa is Mashra that we are talking Dafka Ben Chatas Oif. Now the Gemara's Kashra on these Amram who hold Inner Moisa Dovashen Yeshaloi, the Chayot shouldn't have to be Dafka Chatas Oif. The same should also be true for a Chatas Behema. Rakapanam, this is the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara according to the two Mahalchim of Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.